Nice, mate. Oh no, I don't know what other one could have done this, but that shit was dumb as fuck. I don't know. But we're recording now though, so we back on. Hopefully it works.
What happened?
I don't know. The fucking app cut out.
Retarded. Oh.
But yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
You ain't gonna hear the cans fucking open up.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Jesus, damn, fuck. We do one fucking thing and we gonna fuck it up. This man wasn't even us. It's a fucking app, man. The app fucked up, man. Fuck.
It's just ruined. It's over. I don't wanna do it no more.
But no, like we were saying, welcome back to the You Feel Me podcast. You feel me?
You feel me?
We.
I got the Gitter Bugs again. Remember when we first started?
Yeah.
How many times we had to play?
Bro, couldn't even talk, bro. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that so much editing.
Because this shit is just like, I don't know. Because it's crazy, because like, once you really, oh my god, my heart, goddamn, shit probably broke.
You can't play games anymore.
Nah, this one wasn't the one that played games. I ain't Jay, I ain't about to fucking put a PS5 controller on my shit. I ain't about to get a fucking PlayStation Portal for my eye, gang, I'm cool.
Oh, for your eye?
Hell no.
I might get a PlayStation Portal.
That's just for the game, not for my eye.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker be over here playing Tetris.
But you play Tetris and you take one puff, like, why am I shit dead? Motherfucker, you play a game for 20 minutes.
You play a game 20 minutes, man. Battery dead. Shit dead as hell, no puffs left. You ain't got no puffs, no battery.
Imagine if it took your puff.
You just seen that fucking puffing on air.
Like, what is this?
Nothing.
You like playing the game at fucking. What was that place? Olive Garden, bro. How you gonna charge me to play a game on a device you put on my table? Then want me to pay my bill from that? Like, huh?
Fuck around, go to Texas Roadhouse, bro. We go there, bro. They got the fucking thing sitting on the table, bro. I'm like, what's this?
Oh, yeah.
It got games on it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I click on a fucking app, the waitress hit. Yeah. You can play games on there. They $5. Huh? I don't want to play.
I got games on my phone, coach.
I just want my rattlesnake bites for my steak get here.
But I play Oakland.
Hey, give me Hillclimb.
I'm in my car.
Boy, what? Give me, I'm going on the moon map. I'm doing straight backflips. Hell no. Yeah, that's outrageous. Hey, shit. I mean, they took away the games from the stores. I think the only store you could really go in and play the game is GameStop. They got the, like, Nintendo sitting out there.
Oh, really? I don't see no stores that many days.
When I went to GameStop, they had the Nintendo, not the Switch, out there, but that's when the new Zelda came out.
Oh. We say, you know, weird. We went to a pop shop that was, up in like Sandusky, and walk in there, bro. Walk in, they have Funko Pops everywhere, and like the middle was like a whole bunch of nerds playing like games. And shit. I felt so uncomfortable,
bro. Like the motherfuckers talking about with the Dragon Ball Z game. I understand like Dragon Ball cool, but like these niggas in the detail, like you get your own character, you get mainly your own storyline, like Jesus Christ, like
okay.
Motherfucker, we battling between 5 games already, nigga. Like college, we motherfucker still playing college right now. Fuck Madden, fuck Madden for right now. I'll export my nigga when he get old enough. when I feel like I'm done playing NCAA, we waited 10 fucking years for that game. I'm cool. No, yeah. I'll play NCAA. You feel me? Whenever I feel like playing, man, I'm going to play that. I don't think I'm about 2K this year. I might, because I done bought all the 2Ks, bro. Well, from the time I really started playing 2K to, like, now, like, I bought all the 2Ks. So, like, I might just buy it. You feel me? I don't know.
It's this big.
I know. I ain't worried about that, though. Got that camp trip. You feel me? I gotta go be a barbarian.
That's what they're talking, anyways. But, barbarian? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, nigga. I've never been camping. I told y'all that.
Lumberjack
man, they're cutting down trees. I don't fucking know if I got to.
No, I'm dying to
my camera at my axe, Billy.
Think about it, look. They're tying into the tree.
Go here somewhere, you better stop touching my tree, boy.
Get him off my tree.
I'm gonna turn back around. It's gonna be about a 2 Dodge 1500 full fucking sheep niggas.
The regular come up, he be like, you want me to show you how to hang him, boy? I'm leaving a den there. I'm leaving everything.
Yeah, we get popped back to main brand, Dad.
I'm cutting you out. Use a knife cutting you out.
We gonna have to tell him, like, I'm sorry, but we gave you money back for the tent. We had to leave it there. I get scared. They was trying to kill me. They was gonna put me on one of them trees. Them was gonna make me one of them scarecrows. He said, you better won't never touch one of my damn trees no more, boy.
Get your grease fingers off my tree.
God damn. Jesus Christ. Alright then. Are you just gonna start acting out, huh? Bitch.
Jesus.
Fucking bitch. Pussy.
Bitch.
He said.
How the fuck you grab some mature and cock your hand all the way back? You like.
I give you one more chance, boy.
Oh, shit is so funny. You remember what it said? You remember what it said?
No, I think it was like when guy tried to get dude. It was like when a man tried to get a man off his porch, or some bullshit like that. Bro, he cocked his motherfucking fist back, bro. That shit goddamn killed me, bro. My motherfucking rib cage. That shit. Oh no. I don't think I ever left that hard, bro, about a video, bro. That shit funny as hell. Goddamn, she getting ready to go to the demo derby with SpongeBob. That's the nickname now, Mrs. Puff.
Yeah. Puff Piggy. Peppa Pig out of the question.
No, that's the other one. That's the one in the morning. That's Peppa Pig.
No, I thought you thought Peppa Pig was... Mrs. Puff. She built like Mrs. Puff, dude.
She definitely built like Mrs.
Yeah, she remember she getting Jaloon. That's King Jaloon.
Kim Jong-un, Mrs. Puff, fuck it. That's a Korean Mrs. Puff.
King Jong-puff.
King Jong-puff. Oh my.
Bro, how are we thinking about two different people? Sure, bro. Sure. Nah, you remember that basketball and the baseball when it did the little...
Bro, yeah, the good old thing.
That's who I thought Kim Jong-un is.
The coach, you do look like the coach mascot. Mm-hmm. Damn. When did they pay her? They must pay her ass good money, bro. Everybody, hey, do that little... Do a little super roll.
Do your super roll into your dance.
Everybody done dark with
the cat. Yeah, what you did.
You see that? It's like he fought feeding a motherfucking old person that gets motherfucking cerebral palsy. <It's> like... You're gonna touch your train.
PTSD.
Fuck PTSD, but yeah, something else. Motherfucker got goddamn. I don't even know what that called. Motherfucking. What the fuck syndrome? I said, oh my. She's not very good at hide and seek, I guarantee. Or freeze tag. She can't play free tag.
What was that game called where you got a red light, green light with the little...
Oh, yeah. Squid Games? You can't do that either. Mm-hmm. You see red light. Like you're having a seizure. But it... You did. Oh, shit. I don't know. I feel the stomach up. It don't taste too bad once you get, like, it tastes so much. I see why you said you give it a 4. I give it like a 2.25.
Orange really ain't my favorite. I mean,
this don't taste like orange. Yellow. This don't taste like orange. It tastes like orange jello.
Yeah, it do taste like. I say burp. You taste straight orange jello.
Oh, just a no next time, big dog.
No, that's all right. That's so good. I'll take it again. I mean, it's not my first.
They had the lemonade one. I was gonna get the lemonade one.
not a first option, but, you know, it'd be like a third one. I'd still appreciate it, though. Yeah. Nah. 8%
X? Well, that's not bad. I'm pissed. Well, I wanted the other one. I wanted the lemonade one. Not gonna lie.
We have, there's next week?
Next week. That's 2 days for the podcast. That's where we go camping, though. Mm-hmm. I bet we go to our day game.
Well, fuck it. Can't play in camp.
I'm going fishing, bitch!
I'm going camping.
I ain't camping, bitch. I'm about to roast me some goddamn marshmallows. I don't even eat them.
I don't even eat marshmallows.
As you know what's crazy is? My exception. Not going to eat even a lot of cheap, bro.
Over Reese's?
Listen. Just let me see. My exception. Mm-hmm. S'mores. Because there's chocolate. You feel me? It cuts to, like, a marshmallow. I got to have a half a marshmallow, though. You feel me? Too much marshmallow? Hell fuck no, bro. I can't eat it. It's just... It's a texture thing. It's not even a taste. It's a texture thing. Marshmallow fluff? That's good. On some toast?
I don't eat that. No, I don't eat that.
That's good.
That's good. I see, I don't like marshmallows because it's messy. Yeah. I don't really like messy food. But, like, I could eat, like, I can literally go home, take chocolate chips out of the bag, put, like, a handful in my hand, bro. You know how much I hate chocolate and just eat it.
The chocolate chips, though, like, that.
It's so good.
Them,
like, two big old handfuls of that.
Them different, though. Like, it's like, it's different chocolate. Like, there's different.
I mean, I got semi-sweet.
But see, like, that's the thing. Like, you got
fucking microphone. Sorry, no, I was moving it.
I feel like it was my headphone.
Okay, I'm listening.
I hear that fucking, I don't know. It's my headphone. I don't know. But, dog, the chocolate. Oh, shit. Perfect.
Yeah, we good.
Chocolate, like Hershey's, that's milk chocolate.
Yeah. But you don't like dark chocolate.
I hate dark. I can't say I hate dark chocolate. I hate the dark, like the pure dark chocolate. Like,
yeah, that's too much dark. But dark that's chocolate, disgusting. Like the little square bars.
Like the Hershey's
bars. They come in the big bag.
Oh, yeah, disgusting.
What? I love that dark chocolate. That dark chocolate, I love.
No, because it's like, it's a bitter taste. Like, I don't know, like, I rank dark chocolate like licorice in my, like, and candy corn. I hate that shit.
Candy corn now tastes like shit. Before it used to taste
back so in good. The day, yes. Because they, I didn't fuck with the regular one, I fucked with the chocolate one. Like the chocolate candy corn.
Oh, it was like chocolate and orange?
Yeah, it was chocolate, orange, and white.
Yeah.
I fucked with that one. Just like the little, they know even Tootsie Rolls. It's the different color Tootsie Rolls, but they were still called Tootsie Rolls. You got the blue one, the orange one, the green one.
Those are alright.
But they got a different brand now that I'm talking about when they was regular Tootsie Rolls, like back when we was like.
Yeah, they used to come in that little container you used for coins. Yeah,
facts. Them ones was cool. These off brand ones they got now.
Oh, no, yeah.
Terrible. It tastes like wax, bro, and they melt so fucking easy, bro. It's not even funny. Like Tootsie Rolls used to be the shit back in the day. Like I don't even eat Tootsie Rolls no more.
I had one at the gym the other day. So good.
Bro, like, them, so good. They're so, like, you got, it's rare that you find ones that are actually, like, enjoyable, because, like, you got ones that are too hard, and then you got the ones, too melty. It's like the little caramel candy with the white middle. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They, like, circle, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are way good.
Fire. Fire, bro. We got that little Islander right there with all the old candy on it.
Yeah. Oh, I might pick one of the bag of those up.
We're going to have to take some camping. Yeah. Did you ever had them Sugar Babes? There's the little, oh no, them a different candy. Never mind. I forget what this is called, but it's in a yellow and red wrapper. It's like a rectangle kind of. I'm going to have to show you when we go tonight, when we go to work, if I remember. I'll remember. But them, the root beer barrels, not going to lie.
Those are all right.
I was disappointed because when I had one, because Gerald gave me one, he gave me one, right? I ate it. They don't taste like they used to. Because back in the day, used to be.
Just like the cola candy.
Yeah.
Like the pop candies?
They used to be made by the company. Mm-hmm. Now they not. They made by like a candy company.
Just like
grape the body. Wax candy. Like, nigga, I remember I used to bite the top part off the wax candy, bro. Like the wax Coca-Cola bottles. I used to bite the top off because that was just straight like that much wax. But mm-hmm. I ate the rest of it. Not knowing you're supposed to peel it. Never knew that.
What, you supposed to peel those?
I watched a video, bro.
I always bit them off. I used to suck on them.
Exactly.
It's like, bro, a popsicle top. You know what I mean? You cut the popsicle top off and take the middle out.
Brittany got these candies, I'm going to say, about 3 weeks ago, bro. They call like pillies. They at Walmart. I'm going to have her show you. You peel them. Like, you take it out the bag, right? Grab it and you peel it. They got a grape one. I think it was a mango and a banana one. You got to peel. But you can eat it whole. The whole thing edible. But like, if you peel it, you taste the flavor more. But like, it's crazy. Like, I never seen no candy like this, bro. And I'm sitting here eating it whole because you still taste the flavor. Because like, once you bite through the coating, it like, it's the flavor crazy. But when I peeled it, I bit the, like, I ate the banana one, bro. Tasted straight like a fucking banana. She was showing me some popsicles too. Like when we was kids, about like, you peel them and eat them.
What? You know the best popsicle when, as a kid?
Them banana sticks.
Nah, the ones that were the had the two sides and they were tied together like the middle. They were like, I'm trying to figure out. We have some at work. They're not, I don't think they are it, but it's you know how you have like the long popsicles, right? Mm-hmm. It's like one of those, but imagine it twist in the middle, right? Like, well, that's where it's tied up. So it's tied on the ends, tied in the middle.
Oh, is that puffy on the middle? Yeah, it's called a twist pop or some shit like that. Yeah,
those were fire.
I fucked with them and the fucking banana popsicles. The root beer ones, matter of fact, but root beer ones are my favorite. I know you gotta know which one they in a big ass packet. Yeah,
yeah. Well, you get the multiple ones.
Hell yeah, yeah. I used to just get the straight root beer and banana ones. But I want to say, like, outside of ice cream, my favorite popsicle. It might sound weird because I don't like the ice cream. Like, I can't even call it ice cream. The sherbet itself, the orange cream popsicle, the one where like it got that orange outside and the like the ice cream in the middle. Mm. I love them, but I hate orange sherbet. I hate it. I hate sherbet.
Sherbet is so good.
I hate that. What's that shit? Gelato. Hate it. Hate it.
Oh, you know what sounds good? Ice cream in the little cups. Those were so good back
then. The cup swirls? Motherfucking. The chocolate like, and vanilla one? Yeah. You got the strawberry vanilla
one?
Yeah,
you can get all vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah, like the one thing good. I did hate, bro, was when the chocolate was like too hard. It'd be like spiky. When you bite the motherfucking thing, it'd be like, I don't know. I was just a weird kid when I was younger. Because not knowing.
I bite my ice cream.
So you chew your shit, bro?
Yeah, I chew my ice cream.
Bro, oh my God, bro. Finally, gang.
What the fuck? Well, I'm not going to let it sit there and melt.
Nigga, I swear to fucking God, niggas used to look at me like I was crazy in school, nigga, when I said I chew my fucking ice cream.
Bro, shit's cold. Why am I letting it sit there and melt?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
By the time that piece melts, my whole bowl melty. Now I'm sitting there stirring around like melty ice cream. Like,
bro,
listen. I don't want no syrup.
Listen. When I was in high school, bro, all the way through middle school and high school, I was telling niggas I chew my ice cream. Niggas was looking at me like I'm a retard. They talking about, yeah, something in it. No. Nah. I chew my ice cream.
Bro, if I'm going for ice cream, right? Favorite ice cream, either swirl or vanilla with sprinkles. I'm chewing it, no matter what. Soft serve or not.
My go-to ice cream, because I love Oreos, I love cookie and cream. I love cookie and cream or anything, man. Cookie and cream is just a good combination. I fucked with it. I love Oreo, but like the Barks ice cream ain't as good as it used to be. So I just go with the, not gonna lie to you, the Walmart cookie and cream brand ice cream is fire.
Oh yeah,
I love it. That shit's fire. I love Snicker ice cream too, cause my dad used to eat that shit all the time. Snicker ice cream good. He used to eat the butter pecan too. I really ain't fuck with that as a kid, but like I really ain't eat peanuts as a kid until I started going fishing. Butter pecan ice cream, fire.
Ooh, we got bring peanuts on the boat then.
You ain't never. That's the thing. My dad used to tell me when I used to go fishing with him, like, peanut is like a fish, like, good luck charm.
I only like, I mean, I use peanuts. I mean, I like peanuts. I usually just use it when I...
You gotta crackle. Got to get the shell peanuts.
Yeah, obviously. Well, you don't eat a shell? No, but I usually do eat a shell. But make it hard to poop.
I used to eat the shell when I was younger until my dad told me it could cut my stomach and it could constipate me.
Yeah, shit make you hard to poop.
Yeah.
Shit cut your asshole. Mm-hmm. Got my asshole covered down. I'm still here, though. I think I'm good. I'm still living a little bit. Slowly bleeding out. Asshole gets like... Stomach's leaking, asshole's leaking.
But yeah, it's the shit. He's the one I got like pouring peanuts in my root beer.
Pouring peanuts in your root beer? Okay. That sounds like you said pouring peanuts in root beer.
Dead ass serious, bro. I'm dead ass serious. Nigga, he opened up his fucking root beer. Get a bag of peanuts. Not the shell peanuts, though. Like the Peanut Man peanuts in the little bag.
I said porn.
Oh, no.
Like he showed you porn, peanuts, and root beer. I'm like, no, that's what it sounded like you said.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
You said porn root beer. Like yeah. Porn your root beer and peanuts. Yeah, he put the peanuts in the root beer. Okay.
It's like, clear that up. He says, like, I don't know, it takes the, I don't know, it makes them good, I guess. I don't know. The nigga crazy. I tried it. Not gonna hold you, I tried it. Shit is good.
Pouring the peanuts in the root beer.
When you get done with the root beer, bro, and you eat them peanuts, bro, that shit is good.
What?
That shit is good. I'm not even holding you.
Oh, man. I don't know about
We're going to have to give you a cup, right? I'm going to have to pour some root beer in it.
Then put some peanut shells in it?
No, not peanut shells. Like the Peanut Man peanuts. In the long bag, the long, like, skinny bag. They're already shelled peanuts. Well, you can get them in a snack aisle, but, like, they just already shelled salted peanuts, nigga. You just put them in there. I use the sweet, the honey ones. You talking about
the little nut dude on the can?
Yeah.
So, some of those.
Yeah. I use the honey ones. The honey, like, the sweet ones.
You put those in root beer?
Them are fucking fire.
I thought you were sitting there cracking open up peanuts, putting in, like, dropping them in your fucking...
He does. I don't. My dad do some crazy shit, gang. I'm telling you. My dad do some crazy shit.
I'm not doing it. I don't know. That's it. I'll try it. If you make one, I'll try it.
Let me go fishing. I'm going to show you. He said that's the only time you're supposed to do it. Dead ass, no lie, though. I'm being dead ass serious. Like, I could take you to his house and he'd tell you, like, I really watched this nigga do it, and this nigga catch 15 fish.
I've seen you catch the same fish 13 times. Same fish, bro.
His bitch was different sizes every time. Nah. Not going home.
He grew. He was eating.
The first three times it was the same nigga. I feel like it was, but it was the same. But he ain't had no hook marks on his lip. You see how hard I was yanking that nigga?
Well, you killing him. He's just trying to eat.
Just wait till we go on the boat, man. Just wait. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how many fish I catch.
This is going to be a fun ass time.
All day?
All day. No one to bug us. I mean, no one bugged us last time, but I don't know. It's just crowded. But
room
on a boat now. Hopefully a whole lake. Hopefully them fucking weird people ain't there.
It's Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, whatever fuck it is.
Good thing we booked early though.
Just think that we got it from 10 to 7 or 10 to 8, whenever Brittany said. I think it's 10 to 7.
I think it's an hour. I think it's they close at 8, but you gotta bring it back an hour before, so it is 7. So, but yeah, that's gonna be fun. I said probably gonna have to stop somewhere and eat that night on the way back home or way back to the camp.
We can, nigga. I don't care.
Well, I was just saying, you can think an hour back makes it 9 already.
I mean, yeah, that's why I said, like,
so we only have to cook for 2 days.
That's what I said, like, the first day, I feel like we should go, like 2-ish, you feel me? Because, like, so that way, it's not going to take an hour shit to 10. I already knew, like,
it's... Well, I was thinking 12, we get, like, say 12 when we get there, right? Set up 10 by 1, 2, and we make lunch, then we can go fish or we go swimming, and come back and have dinner after that. You said that's steaks that night.
That's my whole determination. I'm going fishing. Like I'm.
You gotta get in the water.
Gee, but see, right? I know that you feel me, but like once I see, like this is crazy, right? A lot of niggas don't notice. Like Brittany, the only one that notices some crazy shit for real, for real. Don't know, Marlon don't even notice. Rain don't notice. You feel me?
You don't have to.
No. It's like my grandma, my dad, mom. Mm-hmm. She died in a lake, like in a pond. You feel me? Mm-hmm. In one of them whirlpools. She got caught in one of them trying to save kids, and like a kid survived, but like two of them died, and she died. You feel me? Oh, so like that's why my dad don't swim, but like. In reality, when that get broke down to you when you a kid, it fucks you up. But, like, I done been swimming in lakes, you feel me? But right. I got to see someone who I, like, I trust, you feel me? Got to go in there. I ain't going to say I'm not going to go in there. Like, I'm not going to walk in that bitch. But, like, for me to actually, like, feel comfortable, you feel me? I got to, like, I got to see niggas having fun because.
I feel it.
That shit, like, there are a lot of shit that.
I mean, yeah, when I was younger, too, at Austin Lake, I think it was. The thing with the diving board. Or not the diving board, but the thing you climb up. I jumped off there one time. My dad had to come save me because I was in the stream going down the thing, the tunnel.
I was at Tappan Lake with Dylan and the Emberstones, bro. We there. I got past a little slippery walk board. It's like this big. You ever been tapping on the things? On the water thing? Water toys in the water?
I don't go on them because there's so many people. But I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I went, once I got past the yellow part, I made it all the way to the end, you feel me? And I know, like, once you got past that back slide, it was deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I'm knowing, like, I can't swim. Mm-hmm. So I jump off before you get there. Now, my dumbass thinking it's shallow, like, back here.
Nope.
This bitch, like, 14 deep. Like, bro, I swear to God, I go, like, I'm sinking. Nigga, I touch the bottom. Nigga, I look up. No lie, bro. I probably look up. It's probably like niggas' feet to the roof. Gang, I'm crying like dead ass. I'm sucking in water like.
Yeah, see,
I'm going like this, but I'm moving right.
You have a fear of water though.
But like at that point, like I'm comfortable, but like I freaked out because like I saw darkness. I think that's my thing because like I got a fear of.
You don't have fear of water, but you fear what's underneath the water.
Yeah, deep water. I forget what the fuck that phobia is. I got that shit on TikTok, bro. I follow a page about that.
I hate seeing videos about water because...
That shit creeps me out.
It creeps me out, but I'm so intrigued of seeing what it is.
Yeah, I like to see... What it's like. I like to see it, but like, once you see them ships that's like, I say 100 and 200 feet long, that's about a good like 150 tons and got fucking... 14,000-foot waves, that's like, boom, like... Nah,
fuck that. I'm scared what's underneath the water.
That's the thing, though, nigga. Imagine, like, if so much water go on that motherfucker, you feel me, and the nose of that bitch just... Nigga, you going down, like, you can't swim off that. You drown it, like, nigga, you going down there with something you don't even know. Like, imagine if you hold your breath, you turn around, nigga, and there's, like, a fucking creature just, like... Nigga, that's my whole mindset. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Like, if you swimming out in the ocean, right, you look down and you see a big-ass, like, shark's mouth. There's nothing you can do.
Like the Meg movie cover, you feel me? Like, how they swimming in the mouth, right? That's the type of shit where I say I don't like to swim in something I can't see or touch the bottom, you feel me? Because, like...
Tapping's not that bad. There's nothing that can really kill you, I guess.
It's not I mean, that's... I ain't worried about, you know, like... water snakes and all that bullshit and all that shit. It's just lakes are cool because I know my limit.
I only go up until like
once my that shit hits my
with my chest showing, I'm good.
No, once that shit hits my about my lower chest, my abdomen, my sternum level,
chill.
I'm cool. But once I feel my foot like this and I'm sliding and I
and like a sinkhole or dip,
well, hurry up! I'm pedaling back, type shit.
Like, but that's what I did. That's what I did at the ocean too. I touched a fish or something. Yeah, I'm going.
First time I ever went swimming at the river, bro. First and only time I ever went swimming at the river, bro. I was like 12. Went down there, right where they load the boats in at down there at the marina.
Scuba marina.
I'm down there, bro, at the edge, not knowing there's a drop-off. Nigga, I get, like, 3 feet out. There's a fucking a cliff. Literally, nigga, a cliff. Because when you look down, you can't see shit. It's like a literally, like, boom. My one leg go off that motherfucker, bro. I'm literally, like, trying to spring back. Because this bitch, like, I'm telling you, bro, that current would have got me out of dead.
God damn. The only time I swam in the river was, we were... Like, walking in the woods and brilliant down there. And, like, I don't know, it was, like, a little jump off where it had, like, a pipe or something. Well, I remember just jumping in and, like, climb back up and jump off again. That was it.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the river, bro.
Nah.
I don't even like fishing down there, for real, because, like, I ain't gonna say fishing down there, bad down there, because, like, I done went fishing down there, like, as a kid. But, like, now when you look at it, it's like, I know everywhere, you feel me, can have a dead body in it. Like, any motherfucker can dump a dead body in any body of water. It don't matter a pond, a lake, a creek, a stream, a river. Nigga can dump the dead body in it. But when you get to the point when there's catfish and sharks and piranhas and shit that's supposed to be in the ocean in this motherfucker, because this bitch meet three other rivers, like, it's three rivers into one, like... Why? We got shit in here that's bigger than my car.
Yeah. That's like, a cool game.
Nigga, no.
Imagine catching that.
You can't. Mm-hmm. There's no line out there that can catch that, bro. I guarantee, unless you're fishing with, like, 150-pound monoliter type shit.
I'm putting, like, 700 lines together.
Bro, but, like, Jeremy Wade's line be snapping and shit, bro. Would he be fishing for shit like that? Like... And he fished for, like, tiger fish and, like...
But metal.
Monoliter's called monoliter, nigga. I'm
like, dude, how much big-ass metal, thick-ass metal? Just small enough to go through my eyes, right? And
well, me and Brittany took that boat at Austin, and I caught that alligator guard, bro, and that bitch was probably only, like, that big. When that motherfucker came out the water, I'm so glad he came off my hook, bro. Because I saw that nigga's snout, and that bitch was, like, that long. I was like, hell no. I saw him come to the top of the water. That's the only reason, like, I'm actually, like, really excited, you feel me, to do this shit. Because, like, I get to go with someone who actually, like, enjoy fishing, you feel me? I'm not going with niggas who, like, chill. I'm going with niggas, you feel me, like, actually fish, you feel me? Like, I go with other niggas, you feel me? Like, the only other nigga that enjoy fishing is Marlon. But my nigga don't got time to fish. So it's like, we get to sit out there, nigga, and look at the fish gang, and I'd be like, oh, damn, there's that, you feel me? And then we can, like, compete, me, try to catch
me,
that fish.
Me holding your fish before you taking it off the hook.
No, I already got that, so we ain't got it. I'm getting a glove.
No, why you gotta get a glove?
I'm gonna have one glove, because you feel me? Like, when I was living with my dad, I used to take them off of my finger, bro. I used to do that shit.
Yeah, I used to grab them, like,
yeah. Shit, that's your phone?
I think
it's spam. Oh. But no, yeah, hello? I used to.
That shit scared me, bro.
No, yeah, I used to take them out the hook like that. It's just to a point where we fishing at Atwood Lake, and I'm forgetting that fish out there got teeth. Caught a walleye. Put my thumb in his mouth and he bit me.
Shit. I never caught something with teeth.
Never caught, like, a gar or nothing?
No.
I caught a saw guy, a walleye, and a, caught a walleye, a saw guy, and a, I think it's called a sauger or some shit like that. I want to catch a pike.
Never really caught anything like that. But, I don't know. They got those things you can do, like,
that's what I'm gonna get. I told Brittany I want to get a fish gripper.
That's what my dad got too.
We might as well get one. They're only like $4.95.
Yeah.
So that way we ain't even gotta do nothing. You feel me? Yeah. I was just trying to make it easier for Eric. I ain't gonna hold you, cause like when me and Brittany went, bro, it was kind of frustrating, cause like I don't know, cause you know, like.
None of y'all like touching fish.
No, it's not even that. The boat, like, drifting. She tweaking because, like, she don't want the boat to hit nothing. But it's, like, it's raining on and off. And then, like, the wind's blowing hard. And the anchor don't want to stay grounded. And it's, like, the boat's drifting. I got to hurry up and start the boat every 5 minutes. Can't even fish. It's, like, when you sit down to fish to get comfortable, you fuck around and actually, I set a hook on a fish, my line snap. It's, like, so you already... I'm already frustrated, you feel me?
Yeah,
so
just like, Texas riggers out. Texas riggers? Riggers? Or Texas Rangers, my bad. Said like so. I said riggers.
Texas rig?
Whatever they're called,
I don't know. Texas rig. I don't know. That's where I said I gotta build my rope. I gotta build my pole. I'm gonna get that rod and that reel.
Get my white one fixed. I'm so mad at snap.
No lie,
still using it.
When we went to Caddis, G, though, you don't have to go there probably before we get that boat, though. Just because it's cool out there. It's calm. There's some big-ass fish out there.
Before we get the boat?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a couple minutes up the road. Probably after we get the boat. Because I ain't going to want to do nothing before we get the boat. But, no.
You need to get some money on fish, wait. It's okay.
I went to cast that motherfucker like this. That bitch hit that metal line. Said snap.
Metal line.
Yeah, because there's a metal line on the little stumps. They got the little stumps to hold the metal line. So, like, you know, the barriers. Because there's a, like, the rope goes off into the water right there. So
oh, okay.
I cast it, bro. I cast it just like this. It hit that bitch. Boom. Top of that bitch. Snap off. I ain't even know it. I just know I hit it. Thing gonna be perfectly cool. Anything is gonna break. I look down. I got half a pole. Like, this bitch small enough to fit my trunk now. Like, shit. But I'm like, fuck. So I'm looking. I'm reeling in. The top half of my pole on my frog. I'm like, cut the thing off. I took the top part of the pole off, and I'm using half the pole.
So, yeah, the other part for it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it won't go back on. It won't go back. It's snap. It's like a clean snap.
You never know. My dad's fixing my pole. He's using, like, resin and, like, glue in the back.
I was going to do that, but, like...
I mean, I can give it to him if you want me to. He don't care. He like doing shit like that.
There's no need for you. I'm not going to... waste someone's time doing some it's cause you feel me I paid $50 you feel me.
I was making sinkers, bro.
That's cool.
Let the man live. Let him fix your
pole. Tell Pops fix
me. Let him fix your pole, bro.
Tell Pops to make me some lures. He know how to make them
lures. Nah, you got, he know how to make like two ounce sinkers and shit. He has like
if I get a lure press small. You think he'll learn how to do that?
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, bro, he liked doing that. I literally took him, like, a personal grill so he could melt iron or whatever to make sinkers.
For real, no.
He had nothing to do.
If I get that Cinco, it's not even a Cinco, but it's like it's a metal block that you pour your melted rubber in once you, like, melt it and sit for your lures. Mm-hmm. I get that. You think he can make us some fucking lures, bro?
Yo, ask him after the podcast.
Yeah. That'd be dope, bro. Yeah, I can order that shit off of the TikTok nigga on motherfucking...
Yeah, I'll ask him after the podcast. He don't care.
Because he make Cinco. He make, like, different Cinco worms. He make, like, different color shits.
Yeah.
He got the steel brackets. Why don't he just make his own fishing pole?
Okay, hold on. First of all... Remember what I showed you? Alright, calm down now. Nah, I don't know. He just likes. I don't know what he likes to do.
So I'm saying, if a nigga can make his own fishbowl, it's only fiberglass.
Yeah, I mean, he likes fishbowls. Yeah. He had them things fucking forever.
But he did. My dad did too. My dad had his fishbowl since I was born.
Bro got a white pole, it's like brown out.
My dad got a fishing pole that they don't even sell no more. Straight bamboo.
I gotta get a new pole.
So we might as well just go to Dunham's.
I'm not right now. I'm saying,
I know. I'm saying, like, when we go to Dunham's, like, we might as well look, like.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
But yeah. I'm still going to get mine from Walmart, though, because that real and raw, not it's bad.
$40, no. Cause that's it's better than getting a combination.
That yeah, because when I got that big car, it was $50.
That's how much my white pole was. A little white pole.
The one 50. I got now, the big pole I got, it was only $39. So it was $40.
My. Thank you. My big pole was like 60-70, I think. But I bought it from a dude shop. Good price, though. It's a rubber, like a big rubber pole.
I got a, it's called a Fusion, it's a Shakespeare. Shakespeare's a good fishing equipment.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what that one
is. Shakespeare is a nice fishing equipment.
I like that and Ugly Stick.
Ugly Stick is one of the best, like.
That's a cool design.
They barely break. Mm. My dad got one, I'm telling you, bro, they hardly make them. It's called a Rhino. It's an all-black stick, the tip of it's like that long. It glows up in the dark.
It's that's how mine used to be.
It got a trigger on it. So you don't got to hold the line. So you don't got to flip the fucking the thing. You literally grab the line, you pull the trigger, and the fucking the spool goes back for you. And you literally just cast that motherfucker, bro. Swear. I'm going to look them up when we're done with the podcast.
Show you, bro.
These fucking reels are like $300-$400.
Okay, never mind.
I'm telling you, bro. This nigga used to do some crazy fishing, like.
I don't want to spend that much.
Tell you, when I caught my personal best bass, bro, at South Fork Lake, you should have saw how, like, this nigga reaction was. Like, nigga was proud, but, like, nigga was like, I done caught fish bigger than that. That eat that, like.
Right. Huh? Get another fish on the line, boy. Come on.
Like, damn. You just gonna, like, just, like, put me down like that, bro? I don't want to fish no more. Hey, nigga, try to make me hold it. I'm not holding this. That bitch can eat me.
Oh, I'm going to battle, huh?
I mean, I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking die.
Get it back, is it?
I'm going to fucking go ahead. When we was on the boat the first time, you pulled that fish up, that fucking fish done deep dirty the whole goddamn worm. You was like,
oh, yeah, I tried to pull it out.
You said,
yeah, please let go. Like, it's not a real thing. Like, let go.
He's like, dum, 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 dum.
He's like, it's mine.
It's mine. It's nice my and wormy. Nice. My wormy.
I wonder if they can digest it. That's crazy.
Or if they spit it out after a while. They throw it back up. Should get another telephone call.
But, like, you know how many lures have to be at the bottom of the, like, river or ocean? That's crazy.
How many of them they can't spit back out because the hook gets stuck? Mm. So they choke. You know how many fish die of choking just by them trying to.
Right.
Like, because there's some shit, like, when a hook, like, because their stomach opens so wide, but, like, if they can't spit it back out or, like, their stomach opens so wide and that hook's so big, it's going to catch their stomach. Mm-hmm. So then they're either going to sit there and choke on it or, like, they're going to try to swallow it again. Either way, they're going to start bleeding. So.
Right, or it's going to cut their stomach hole.
So, yeah, they're just going to die either way.
That's what sucks about being a fish.
That's why I like that. It's, like, illegal to, like, keep them, but, like, I think they'd rather you keep them than, like, throw them back in. I don't know how that works for real.
I mean, the only reason I really would, like, do that if it's, like, a bluegill. And it's like.
Bluegill are different because you could use them as bait fish.
Yeah, but.
If it's like let's say like a 5-pound bass, and like. But that's different because their stomach's bigger. But like, if you got like a treble hook, like, them just got 3 hooks on them.
Yeah.
So you sitting there fighting to get it out, and it's tearing up the stomach's fish, and like the fish stomach. It's the stomach's fish. It's tearing up the fish stomach. So it's like, it's just fucked up.
I mean, he's dinner then, I guess, at that point. Or he's meat. Put him on a hook.
What the fuck's gonna eat a 5-pound bass?
Chop him up.
Cut bait?
Cut bait, yeah.
We can keep the fish when we're on a boat. You know that, though, right?
Yeah, you keep that meat, though.
Yeah.
But I ain't gotta be a certain length.
The limit, the fucking signs on the boat.
Yeah, but you got, like, length. I think they're
good 17 inches.
Yeah.
Is a bass.
Yeah, who the fuck gonna have a tape measure out there?
I got one in my tackle box.
I ain't fucking keeping a goddamn fish.
I'm just saying.
We can take another fucking goddamn cooler and put water in it.
No, we can just throw them on ice in the cooler. Or just, I got a stringer in the tackle box, too.
Well, what are we about to do, bro? About to have fish for dinner?
No. Ain't that?
Then why are we keeping them?
I don't know.
You gonna do sell them on black market?
Does daddy fish?
I don't fucking know. I don't know what that means. I'm about to start asking him every day, where are you for dinner? Go to work, like, what you have for dinner today, Dad?
My hot dogs.
Hot dog, mac and cheese. Number one.
Baked beans.
Ravioli.
little sausage here and there, but no, I've been hungry.
You got it.
You going to bring me some food? Why are you asking?
You know, it's crazy. The one day, no lie, the one... Shut the fuck up. The one day I was coming back from Wendy's or somewhere. And they asked, like, I was literally by, I think I was by, like, DG by my house. He goes, what are you doing? I'm like, coming home from getting ice cream or something. He goes, oh, burn me some. I'm like, I'm already home. Yeah. He's like, oh, okay.
Motherfucker.
Sorry, you asked too late.
I hate that. I hate that.
I think it was Wendy's. But I'm like, there's a Wendy's by your house. It
makes you feel so bad.
Sometimes. I mean.
Yeah, sometimes. When you know, like.
He can go. I'll put an order in online for him if you want.
I'm telling you, bro. That nigga look mean.
He do look mean, but he's okay. He's
never met the nigga. I can just tell he a nice nigga, but he look mean.
I don't know if he like that word.
You don't gotta know. You don't gotta know.
What if you like her podcast? I don't like you.
But... I'm like, Jesus, Pop's like, fuck. I mean, fucking said one thing. I'm fucking sorry.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
Marie's like, you can't be friends with him.
He's like, oh my god. Oh my god. I'm so fucking upset right now.
I'm gonna miss you, buddy.
I'm like, fuck you, Dad.
Give me rock bottom. Hello?
Oh my god. Give me something.
I'm leaving.
I'm gonna get up and walk away and start crying.
He'd be sitting at the top of his desk like,
he better not. He better not.
You're on the push, man.
Oh my pops, get your head down.
Yeah, close the door.
Yeah, you can't get me up there. Get your head down. My dad can't even do nothing.
Hold the flag.
I wish my dad might try to do something. Get your old head down. Get your ass out.
Take your meds.
Go take your meds, yeah.
My dad, he take a lot of pills, too.
Nigga, my nigga got a binder for medicine. Think I'm fucking playing.
My dad got think of baggy.
Think I'm fucking playing,
bruh.
My nigga got a whole fucking goddamn dictionary full of fucking medicine.
Dad's like, they're like, what, how much medicine you got? Dude look like the dude from Toy Story with the Ricky Ace thing. What you want to know first?
Yeah. And I used to go pick this nigga medicine up because the people at his pharmacy knew me. Like, he had the same pharmacist for me, a little kid, you feel me? So I go out there and pick his medicine up, bro. They hand me a packet. 4 weeks in a month.
Thank you.
No, but look, this is what they tell you. They look at you. There's 4 weeks in a month. I be like, uh-huh.
No shit.
This bitch got a red zip tie on this motherfucker. One says week one, week two, week three, week four. I'm looking at this bitch. One red, one blue, one yellow, one purple. Got morning, afternoon, evening, midnight. Nigga got to take that bitch 7 days a fucking week. I said, God damn. Oh, I got a whole goddamn fucking trilogy in here. Like, nigga, huh? This nigga fucker, I miss one. He'll take two packs at once. Like, I miss my morning. Like, he be like, give my morning my eating and medicine. You can't mix them. I've been doing it. All right. I didn't nigga. This nigga fuck around and miss the whole week and take all fucking four of them at once. Nigga, the morning make this nigga nod out crazy. Morning make this nigga.
What's up, my dad babies?
He be like, Dad. He be like,
I'm not sleeping.
He look at you. He be like, I bet you want to send me. He be like,
I'd be red as shit.
Like red as fuck.
Smoke a whole blunt.
Head go back down. Come back in with the plate like that. I don't even believe it. Your food. I don't want no damn food right now. Like,
I just cooked it.
Like,
smacking by the sandwich.
Getting ready to smack his ass with the sand and throw the chips in his hair. Motherfucker. God damn it. Oh, hell no.
Nah, I miss this. It was alright. Good old time.
When we was chillin'.
You said what?
When we was chillers.
Killers?
Chillers?
I guess you could say killers.
Chillin'.
Killers?
Chillin'.
There you go, and that.
O.J. Simpson?
The club didn't fit.
That's why they quit.
Then he died. After he was released, was it? I don't know. He was still damn.
But he was in, like, a home thing.
He didn't do it, though, bro.
He made a book that said, I did it.
I don't care. No double jeopardy. He can loud tell.
That's true. Bill Cosby.
Huh?
Bill Cosby.
Fuck him.
How dare you?
He did it.
And he did. Nope.
Tickle buttholes.
That's P. Diddy.
Oh.
He said, welcome to the Diddy party, huh?
No. I ain't going
there. He said, BYOD, break your dick. Dick and balls everywhere.
He said, sorry, I'm digging my ass real quick. You wonder why I'm in a wheelchair? I'm in one of the dick points, huh?
He said, yeah, you want to know why I'm in a wheelchair? He said, I'm the one that went to the Diddy party.
That's fucking shit crazy. Just like the thing about Mr. Beast. That shit crazy, too. You see that?
His cameraman?
No, the whole, like...
Chris,
yeah.
His cameraman did some crazy shit, too.
Nah.
Some bullshit. But Chris, yeah, he did that shit to a 13-year-old.
Yeah, but all the whole Discord, though, mm-hmm. Shit, that's crazy. If you knew about it, that's crazy. And faking his videos?
He faked 50% of his videos.
Yeah, because... I mean, he says why, because, I mean, regular people don't know how to react. I mean, that is true, but just say it. Don't say, oh, we don't fake our video when there's proof that you do.
He said it in a one podcast.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, the cameraman, too, said when they were, like, in a boat, and they said they spent 24 hours, and he showed a screenshot of no one in there. Like, be honest about it. Fuck it. We say, you just got too dangerous. We don't care. Like, people are so dumb just to lie, get views. Like, you honest with your fans, that's what's going to get them to say.
That's why, like, when they be talking about they give him a fucking millions of dollars, they can give him, like, $10,000 or, like...
Well, he does give him the option to sell it, because he doesn't want to pay the tax on it.
Yeah, that's the island or a car, though, but I'm talking about money. Like, if he... When he gave that one nigga $1 million, bro, he said he only got, like, a quarter of that or some bullshit, like...
No! Quarter of a million, I'll take it.
I mean, that is cool, but, like, you don't gotta, like, pump fake, and then you won't let the motherfuckers talk about it, because then you sue.
I mean, even quarter of a million, that's still quarter of a million, you're richer. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll be mad about it, but not enough where I want to be like, I don't know. So what if you sue me for $250,000?
Everything
fucking got. I mean, like, what if you try to sue me now?
I think you got enough money to get 8 lawyers.
What's I mean? Like, what if that end contract said no, like, court costs or argument? Now we did it. Now I'm fucking breaking my contract. Now I gotta send that money back. Like, so I said, like, you know, your parents say, get what you get, don't throw a fit.
And that's how I feel. And don't ask for sick. Don't touch shit.
Yeah, why you need it for it? Because I want it. No, shit, I it ain't fucking, a need. Right, I want fucking steak for dinner. You see us have a steak?
Do you need it? Do you need it? That's right. All I heard. Do you need it? Is it going to feed you? Is it going to make you full? Is it going to put a roof over your head?
Do you have good grades yet? Is your grade up in English?
Is it going to put clothes on your back? Is it going to teach you something? What do you need it for? Like, what? There's a lot of shit I can ask what the fuck I need it. What the fuck I need science for? What the fuck I need social studies for? The fuck I need art for? The fuck I need drafting for? Shout out to Mr. Salvino, but what the fuck I need to learn how to 3D print a crib for?
What?
3D print a house? I can draw a 3D printing of a house.
I'll just get a printer and have it build it.
Nope. This shit is crazy, bro. Mr. Salvino is one of the best teachers I ever, like, dealt with. I had to draw shit.
Yeah, art class?
There's a difference. There's drafting, and there's art. Drafting is where you do 3D pictures, you do crazy pictures, and you fucking draw and build shit. There's drafting one, and there's drafting two, and then there's, like, scientific drafting bullshit where you do with computers and 3D printing. And there's art. Yeah, regular art. Big Red was bussing.
I never had art. I took Spanish 1 year. Then I went to the GBS.
That was it. I took French 1 year. Yep. So I met Marie.
French?
Well, I knew it before that, but that's how we got together.
Is that it? Bonjour?
Bonjour, Zamarpel? Libre?
I don't know what the fuck you say to me.
Bonjour, El Chapel Zach?
Take my goddamn microphone out.
Queste.
Donde escena leche? I don't know what that means either. My friend says that a lot. Hopefully, I don't have to nobody. If not, don't add us to the lake chicken. Come back at you.
Partner.
Fuck you, don't add us to the lake chicken. Like, huh? You say me?
You know, fucking punta. Pendejo.
Oh. Them bad words. Them no-no words. You can't say that, because that's a no-no word.
He said, hey, stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Those
are so funny, bro. Like, what you doing? Huh? He's like, why you got a snot in your nose? Huh?
Bro, the one video, it's like when you got snacks for the kids, and it's like the nigga, it's a grown nigga though, but it got the camera up here, and he walked up to the nigga. He's like, my mama give me them when I'm good. He was like, oh yeah. He was like, yeah, he was like, they're my favorite snack. He's like, oh yeah, he's like, can I have some? He's like, yeah, one. Nigga wiped his nose, licked his hand, and stuck his fucking hand in the bag.
As he does that, I'm holding him. I'm uppercutting the shit out of this shit.
If you don't get the fuck off my motherfucking porch, that's what I'm gonna do. Fuck you, this is my motherfucking porch.
sir, Jesus, sir, fuck, Jesus.
What are you making, a dart? Cancel just now it's because of him.
But it's Herbie Glenn. It's
if we ever get canceled or taken off, just know it's because of this motherfucker.
Listen, I know it's lunchtime when she goes, hey, fun. Like, bro, like, I'm like, oh, lunchtime. She's like, hey, fun, lunchtime.
She's like, it's Turby doing them for him.
Yeah, like, bro, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Shut up. I just want to eat real quick, go out and have
I just want to hear the fucking Froggy 103.5. I'd rather hear that than that.
I like when they do that. I used to love riding to work with my dad in the summertime. Because like, when they did that little like segment at like 7 o'clock in the morning, was so funny. Like prank people and shit.
I still fuck with that Froggy 103.5.
What was that kind of song I put it in it? That country song I put Froggy. He's like, must be the Froggy.
We made it to a goddamn hour and 12 minutes.
Goddamn, bucko. You know what we didn't even talk about?
Tennessee football.
Thanks.
We can save that for next segment.
I guess, yeah, might as well.
I just got a double winch. I just got too much hunter on my phone, bitch. Yeah.
Oi.
Yo, I didn't get it like that. I
the emphasis on it.
Oi!
But you got it. Yeah.
Oi! Oi!
Then you got it. Yeah, then you got that. Them white ducklet bitches.
We're done.
Period, bitch. You got the ones throwing up fucking gang signs, don't even know what it is. They're like,
huh? Or ones that be doing a little heart, like.
Yeah, that's it.
But shut up, you don't love nobody.
Or them. Or. Stank!
You smell like fucking.
10 cans of goddamn river juice and fuck.
Smell like a canned tuna.
Cow ass.
Huh? Who better smell like cow's ass? I'm not going near that. I'm cutting that shit off before penis. Anything penis on, I don't want that shit.
That's where hamburgers come from.
Not a penis. And not a penis.
That's a lot of cows you got, buddy.
Come from cow ass cheek.
Bro, I'm not.
Come from cow ass.
No, I don't. Shut up. No.
You come from a cow ass cheek.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it does.
It comes before the penis. That's my theory.
Oh, fuck!
Right there. In that way over there.
I get it.
Oh my god. Fucking broke it. I think.
Well, folks, this was a good episode of the Motherfucker Podcast. We'll catch y'all ass on to get them next episode of the podcast.
Next damn episode of the motherfucking podcast.
Guess what, bitch? I don't gotta cut my grass, huh? That was a rhyme.
I'm about to pull your onion up.
Damn. Got green on y'all.
Onion.
But now we catch our motherfuckers on the next episode, you feel me?
With the onion.
You feel me?
Oi.
Oi.